Thank you very much, Jennifer, and thank you, Tom, for your welcome. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your invitation to speak to you today. It's my first opportunity to speak as the State's Minister for Water in a formal setting of highly knowledgeable audience with interests that span across many aspects of Western Australia's industry. And probably a lot of people here know a lot more about water than I do. But that's not necessarily my role. My role is to take your vision and your knowledge forward for the best result for Western Australia. I welcome this opportunity, and it comes, as we all know, in a time of financial turmoil across the globe. And as with global and national economies, we need to take a long view when it comes to water. Water underpins our public health, our lifestyle, our economy, and our very being, if you like. The private sector has a key role to play in the benefits significantly from sound water management in this great yet relatively dry state. We can ensure sound water future only by planning wisely and taking timely action. By applying the best minds, you here today, the best science that you would bring today, and the best policies that hopefully the Barnett government and I can develop. Getting the best advice, and as a doctor I know that. In fact, before we make a diagnosis and before we make an assessment going forward, we need to get the right information. Being innovative as well, and finding the best solution. And these best solutions, we all recognise, can be highly complex. Finding the best solutions and taking the necessary action will be my approach as the new Minister for Water, and I look forward to the challenge. And that's my commitment to the people of Western Australia, to our water industry, to you, and, of course, to our unique environment. As you would be aware, the Barnett government has hit the ground running with sound policies and plans for action across many important activities of government. And water is an important part of those plans. We will innovate to ensure the best water policy with the legislation supports, and some of that legislation I will be taking through Parliament both next year and the year after to support the economic well-being of the state. Access, of course, to sustainable water supplies is essential to our mining industries, for farming and irrigation, for our land development industry, and for many others. We, and as a previous shadow for environment, recognise the importance of water for our environment. It's essential also for the life, obviously, of our farms, towns and cities. Water is an integral contributor to West Australian lifestyle, not the least for leisure, pleasure and recreation. The Barnett government will give priority to the way we sustain, manage, price, use and reuse our water while balancing the environmental, social and economic aspects. One vitally important challenge is ensuring that all West Australians place a proper value on our limited water resource. It has taken a long time for humankind to recognise, I suppose, the economic value of water. Lord Stern, author of the British government's review on the economics of climate change, said recently that people have been mining water without restraint because it's not been priced properly. And a recent report by the investment bank Goldman Sachs said water was the petroleum for the next century. In terms of the engine room that drives the West Australian economy, our resources sector, the long-term security of supply is vital to our state's future. The value of WA's minerals and petroleum sector almost doubled to $27.6 billion in 2001 to $53.1 billion in 2007. Back in 2000, the resources sector used 420 gigalitres of water, and that was 24% of the total water use for the whole state of Western Australia. The water use by resources sector has now increased to 770 gigalitres, or 32% of the total use. The state water plan of 2007 projects continued sector growth, could see that figure increase to 1,400 gigalitres by 2030. The major water issue facing the mining sector is security of supply, particularly in the Pilbara region. Management of water is vital to Pilbara towns and ports, tourism, pastoral industry, the mining industry, and the environment, which is unique and has rich biodiversity. Recent work by the CSIRO suggests that Pilbara's surface water and groundwater sources are likely to become more variable due to climate change. At the same time, in the next 10 years, iron ore production in the Pilbara is expected to double, and the water used by Pilbara mining industry is expected to triple in the next 25 years. So as you can see, we have a great challenge. Growth in the mining activity has seen more water being extracted and increased demand on water supply schemes that serve the towns and ports. The Pilbara was identified in the State Water Plan 2007 as a priority for a regional water plan. Such a plan has now been developed by the Department of Water in close consultation with all stakeholders. It is expected to be released next month. The other end of our state, our southwest, the Department of Water has also consulted widely and circulated draft regional water plan that examines future needs over the next 25 years. Projected growth in demand for water within the plan's time frame shows strong growth in demand for the southwest, agriculture, mining, industry, and the urban use by up to 50%. And that's why it's so important today to have what we're having as far as a conference in exploring some of these issues, because they are major challenges for all of us. To meet those future needs, we'll have to exploit non-traditional sources, such as recycled water, that demand greater efficiency in water and use in all sectors. A brief word about the Collie River and the Wellington Reservoir, which are vital sources in the southwest region. For the past 3 years, the Department of Water has been working on a salinity recovery project. There has been some evidence that salinity is being reduced. And in our election platform, the Liberal Party committed up to $250,000 to an independent science-based review of the desalination proposals for the Wellington Reservoir. We will ensure that any proposal are consistent with the principles of a sustainable development. In respect to water services, the Water Corporation, together with Bunbury and Busselton Water Boards, provides water services to most people and businesses in Western Australia. The Southern Seawater Desalination Plant plans, Desal 2 at Binnenup, will provide water for Perth and surrounding areas from 2011 onwards. I have recently made myself aware of the plans, including the siting. The EPA assessment is one with approvals pending. Well, the approvals have been made, but there are pending appeals, and that is a process that is yet to be gone through. But the plant will be a major source of infrastructure for Western Australia and will continue to do it well. Therefore, we are currently seeking $100 million contribution from the federal government through the National Urban Water and Desalination Plan. Potentially, this new source online will enable us to reduce pressure on the Nangara Mound. The 50-year plan, Water Forever, is considering the dual pressures of providing water with less rainfall and a strong growth in population, with a long-term outlook that predicts an even drier climate. It is clear there is a larger role for water efficiency and recycling programs in securing our water supplies. In our policy as well, we have made a commitment to explore the effectiveness of our catchments. With the falling rainfall, we need to capture all we can. We have made a commitment to devote $250,000 to the effective, sustainably managed catchments. And there are already some work being done on that before I was Minister for Water. The role of the private sector is significant in that it provides opportunities for private sector to be involved in water services. Engineering, design, construction and maintenance services are required for public and private water supplies, and this demand will continue. In fact, I expect business will play a key role in water efficiency and development of new technologies and approaches. And some of the ERA recommendations of independent procurement entities could and would be worth exploring. There will be more fit-for-purpose sources supplementing public water supply, and new markets will emerge as a result. Our other commitments, ladies and gentlemen, the new government will promote and support a sensible use of recycling of water and support managed aquifer recharge to return recycled water for a range of uses. We'll work with land care groups, industry and farmers to ensure our catchments are being managed in a responsible manner. The problems created by natural drainage of saline water into the southwest wheat belt into catchments will be of high priority. We will support good work by drainage councils, catchment management groups, to decrease and deal with saline into our river catchments, an ever-present threat to our surface water resources, whether we talk about the Avon or the Murray or the Blackwood, Stirling or the Collie. Local community groups do a great environmental work and deserve greater support for their efforts. For this reason, we are committed to establish a new $6 million environmental community grants program to support the local environmental projects to community level, with a priority given to projects that are sponsored by community and non-for-profit organisations, plus local governments. Finally, a word about climate change. The Barnett government is committed to work with industry, scientists, local government, conservation groups to develop a climate change adaptation strategy. And some of the things I've been saying today are all about doing things a little differently, adapting to the situation we find ourselves. The strategy will cover each major sector of Western Australian industry, as well as urban planning agencies and state water and energy utilities. It will assess the likely impacts and risks of climate change to various sectors of the economy and to communities to make recommendations of mitigation and adaptation actions, and such action is vital. Water use, ladies and gentlemen, over the past 35 years has tripled in WA and is now estimated to be doubling every 12 to 15 years. Population growth is already placing big pressures on urban development and creating rapidly increasing demands for water. These scenarios provide a clear call to take some action for the future. To protect our existing water sources, identify new ones, to make best use of the ones we have, and supplement with projects such as desalination to give us some base reserve. In conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, the challenges we all face from climate change and the consequence of human actions and demands are many. We need a shared vision, a common purpose, strong partnerships between government, industry and community for the best ways to ensure the future resources and a sustainable environment for future generations. As I said at the start of my remarks, the water future challenges that face us can be resolved only by planning wisely and carefully, and that's some of the work that forums like this are so important for. We need to be innovative, finding best solutions, taking action. That is my commitment as the new Minister for Water. I thank you for being here today. Thank you for taking us and going along that path together. And I thank you for your attention. Thank you.